Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, my people? It's your man, Core DJ Hershey of Atlanta's Magic 107.5 Mix Show DJ, and you're tuned in to You Just Said It with my homegirl, Kamay Lucci. Let's go!
Hey. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Late Night Alumni with Candace and for DJ Hershey and all the friends. I know we haven't been online in a while. Last time you heard me was last year. We got a little rebirth. Okay. And I'm out here in California rehearsing for the Little Black Play. And tonight's topic, though, is a very, very funny topic, something we all can relate to. And we're going to go to have some fun tonight. I have a special guest, Core DJ. How you doing from Atlanta?
I'm good. How you feel in that L.A. weather?
Oh, I feel great. I am loving it, DJ, Core DJ. It is like, it's really nice out here. Yeah, I'm out here by Marina Del Rey. And just loving the weather. You know, I do miss home. I do miss Atlanta and the beautiful Peachtree Streets and lights.
Which Peachtree Street? You know, there's like 800 of them. That's why everybody get lost out here.
How do I sound? Do you hear that reverb? How do I sound? Because I think I'm sounding like I have some reverb on my end. How does it sound to you?
Yeah, it sounds like you stuck in the Matrix. You took the wrong pill.
Okay. All right, well, let me fix that right now. So, yeah, so what's going on? We have, we're going to have some guests in. There it is. We fixed it. We're going to have some callers, some guests, some cast members in the Little Black Dress. We're out here rehearsing for the play. And, man, it has been a long journey, but I mean, we have something very special, and hopefully, you know, and our plans is to come to Atlanta, and our first show is in Cleveland, Ohio, on the 6th and 7th, and then we'll be out in Atlanta. So
sweet. Can't wait for y'all to get here.
I know we're gonna turn up once we get to Atlanta.
Yeah. Ain't no way to do it, but
okay.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I got to give a big salute to you because you out there doing your thing and proud of you. I know you out there smashing that stage play. I know it.
You know, I'm doing, you know, by the grace of God, I'm doing the best, and I'm having fun, and I've met our cast members. I'm working with some great people, and I don't want to just keep talking about I and promoting, you know, what I'm doing, sounding, you know, selfish, but, I mean, it's just a blessing, and, you know, we're just out here putting together something that is going to be, like, a phenomenal play. It's scandalous. It's a lot of great singers. We got Juno on here. He's going to be on here with he's going to play some of his songs that are like fire. They're really good. We're going to play some of that. And we have Miguel Nunez from Juana Man, Tamika.
Tamika
Scott. Yeah. He put on a he is a trip to work with. He's very professional and a blast.
Wow.
I mean, who else? Tamika Scott from Escape. She's here. She's here with us. Yeah. So,
okay.
I mean, yeah, we got Dee. She's a new, artist. She's a singing background, but she's debuting in this. Let me tell you, when she's somebody to watch, too. Like, all, you know, she's have that natural. So we're just around a lot of talented people. Tammy, Scott, I mean, all of us bring something to the table. So I'm just really, really glad that you can be on the line and you can, like, you know, introduce yourself. And I know you're doing some things. I saw that you were in a play, too, rehearsing. So
yeah,
a special applause to you. And you let everybody know what you're doing. The name
of
the play.
Well, you know, I'm due. And doing some big things like you, but I'm following your footsteps, let's say that. But the play is called Why Not. It's a gospel play. It's very inspirational in regards to people doing, you know, certain things in life. Everybody has their little challenges and turmoils and little hiccups in life, and it's all about not putting yourself down and being able to fight through it and do better for yourself. So we ask you, why not? You know, why can't you be the president of your own company? Or why not can't you be a superstar actress or actor? You know, that's what the whole play is doing. It's inspirational for those that believe that they can't. And sometimes the best way you can do things is to actually act it out and show it, and people get inspiration from it. So that's actually on my birthday weekend. So I'm just doing a whole series of events. I got that and a murder mystery with unique events. And at the, Ambient Studios. It's doing some good things. And, you know, not to mention Magic 107.5 ATL, Rock and Mix shows. You hear me on the Twerk Mix. And then we do a new Friday nights house party music shows. You hear me every other Friday in ATL, 107.5, 97.5. If you go to magicatl.com, you can hear a live stream. So stay in business. Stay in business.
Well, that is what's up. So that is what's up. We're going to have, you know, I'm really proud of you, DJ, for Hershey, and just, you know what I'm saying, like, whatever it is that you're doing, like, we'll support it, and I'll support it, and, I mean, that the whole concept of the play sounds really encouraging, and that type of stuff is needed, because sometimes you can go through things in life, and, you, like you said, have a hiccup, or just, you know, being an adolescent and you're just kind of going through growing pains and you might get caught up in something. I mean, we all been there. I mean, I can contest to it. You know, if you want to know about my history, you know, I'm writing a book. So you guys go out and get that book. Once I finish writing it. But, you know, we all have our, you know, our things that have made us who we are and made us wiser and stronger. And therefore, you know, that's one of the reasons why I started studying law for me, you know, to deal with some sense of reality, because, you know, I know we talked about this before, but, you know, I got caught up in the system, not caught up, but I had a little taste of it when I was arrested, and that was just enough for me. You know, those couple of hours was enough for me to learn my lesson. And then just the whole process of not having a good public defender and not knowing what to say and not knowing that, hey, if I, you know, go in there and say and not plead this and not plead that whole certain things will, you know, will follow me, you know, and I didn't take it. I didn't contest it or I didn't fight it like I should. Because I just was too emotional, you know, or couldn't afford to have an attorney then. And so, like, knowing that stuff, I truly am a firm believer of second and third chances. And, you know, one of the reasons of that I do, you know, with Eye Opener for Justice in Atlanta is to help people who have been incarcerated for a long time or a minute. And they want to get reentry, or have help or assistance to get back into the community. That's what we do. You know, we give you those trainings, we give you those mental assessments, we help with your self esteem. Because I've been there. I've had people judge me because they, you know, or look at me a certain way, a cross eyed, and you know, whatever. And it's not a good feeling. You know what I'm saying? It really isn't. So I mean, I really totally anything understand. That has to do with that and your play or whatever it is, you know, I'm glad that there's things out there right now in the community, especially in Atlanta. We need it up here. We need it everywhere, that the base, the story and the foundation, it has a real significant meaning, a positive meaning that tells a real story, and it ends with a positive note, like you said, on there's light at the end of the tunnel. You can do it. You can just stay strong. We all know about the system. We all know how the system was created. I had Mr. Cannon, James Cannon, come up to the set while we were here, Nick Cannon's father, and he brought me my own personal U.S. Constitutional signed book of the Constitution. He drove 2 hours from San Diego. 2 hours.
Wow.
And Mariah, you know, shout out to Mariah Carey, you know, and Mariah Carey, you know, just drove out here to give me that book and sign it. And I was like, Candace, you know, what you're doing as an actress, that's great, we're proud of you, but that legal stuff, that's some real stuff, and we need you to finish law school. Mm-hmm. And that's what he said to me, and he signed it and gave it to me, and shout out to Ruben Cannon and everybody. So that type of support. And Nick Cannon, and everybody else. So I just want to give a shout out to what you're doing. Salute. That's a very passionate subject for me. And, I mean, hey, DJ, whatever we can do, you know, I don't know everything. I'm still learning. I'm not, you know, I'm not superwoman. Shout out to Karen White.
You know, sound like it.
I'm not superwoman.
I'm
a, I need some
thing
help.
I'm going to send you is a cape.
I am not by far. But, you know, I'm just still, you know, I know how it is. So, I mean, hey, I love it. I really do. I love it. So, listen, we're going to wild out the board. The switchboards are lighting up. We got a lot of callers calling in. DJ, we got a caller, looks like, from Virginia or Kansas that just called up. And we got a caller from Miami, the area code from Miami. We got some callers from California. And we're going to get into tonight's topic. Tonight's topic. And I'm still waiting on Juno to get in. Juno, I just want to give the disclaimer. And for those who are just chiming in, this is the late night alumni. This is grown folks time, and we're wilding out. I'm having Juno from the cast of The Little Black Dress. He was also on the American Idol. He's coming from the studio, so he should be calling in very shortly. He's doing a lot of big things out here. So he should be calling in. He's a very busy person, very good friend of mine, and he got some stuff he wants to talk about too. So tonight's topic, now DJ, I hope you can help. And I know you can. Tonight's topic is what are your deal breakers? Okay, in a relationship. All right, what's your deal breaker? Let's say you met a girl. Okay, these are for the guys. Mm-hmm. And this game, you can switch it around, ladies, to our lady callers. Let's say you met someone, you liked them, you guys were vibing, you were digging each other, you found out that person was funny, charismatic, smart, caring, all that great stuff, quality. But one weekend you decided to go hang out because your cousin came in town and they're like, yo, you know, let's go to a strip club. And you go to a strip club and you see this person, you find out that they moonlight by the name of, you know, Charlie Red, a trip drill. and you find out, hey, that's that person I was just at the library with, at church with the other day. Wait, what did you feel?
Wow.
Would you run or would you, what would you do?
Ooh.
So that's tonight's topic. We're going to go on a break, take a little quick break, and we'll be right back, okay? We're going to get into that.
Yeah. Ursha, baby. This for the A. Shawty, I don't mind. If you dance on a pole, that'll make you a hoe. Shawty, I don't mind. When you work until 3, if you're leaving with me, gon' make that money, 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 your money, money, money. Cause I know how it is. Gon' handle your biz and get that money, 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 your money, money, money. You can take off your clothes, long as you coming home, girl, I don't mind. The ball fellas in here tonight, they gon' buy 100 bottles. As soon as you shake it, I know they gon' make it colossal in here. Cause shawty, you thinkin' them tricks that you do with your body. Got all of these niggas, they crowdin' around you like they sing Beyonce in here. You want your own and you need your own, baby. Who am I to judge? How could I ever trip about it when I met you in the club? I make enough for the both of us, but you dance anyway. You know I was raised in the A, shawty, I don't mind. If you dance on a pole, that'll make you a hoe, shawty, I don't mind. When you work until three, if you're leaving with me, gon' make that money, 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 your money, 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 cause I know how it is, gon' handle your biz and get that money, 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 your money, money,
money, money. Yes, so get that money, money, yo, this is Kame Lucci, this is the Late Night Alumni, we are back, and so DJ, we're gonna open up the line shortly. But so you want you ready to start? We're gonna open up these lines because they are really starting. All right, okay. So listen, we got a caller. Let's see. Oh, caller 8376. This is Juno.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good.
What up, bro?
What's up, man? How's it going? How are you?
Good. Welcome, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm honored to be here. Honored to be here. You know, me and Kame, we go way back. So, yeah, let's do this. Let's do this. Hey, I got a very interesting topic tonight.
Brother,
yes,
she got a good one for you.
Yes, we do. We got a topic of deal breakers, okay? And we got another caller, too, 2020, on the line. So I'm going to do, like, something collaborative. I usually have everybody coming in and on, like individual. But I want to have, like, an open forum. So 2020, you're on the air, 7089 from Miami. Whenever you guys want to chime in and play, just go ahead and say what you got to say. So, Juno,
yes,
tell everybody about yourself.
Here.
Say it again. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. We have Mommy Doll.
Yes, hi.
Hey, all the way from
What's
the MIA.
On?
That's right.
All right.
Miami
all right.
In the house.
Yes. Yes. All right. So listen.
So let the dogs out.
No, wait. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. That's what. Hold on. All right. So Juno, tell everybody about yourself.
Oh well, you know, I'm a recording artist now, budding actor. Was on American Idol. You know, man, I just love life, man. I'm just trying to live it to the fullest. You know, God has been good to me. He's provided me with a lot of opportunities and you know, to follow my dreams. And that's what I'm doing, man. I encourage everyone to do the same because life is too short not to live the way you want, you know?
That's
yeah,
true.
Congratulations, brother. Doing big things. I got to salute you. Anybody that
Thank
wants
you.
To follow their dreams and they keep their focus to play them out. That's where the salute come from, bro.
Yeah, and I just got to, you know, give my thanks to Kame. You know, she's been really helping me out, you know. I'm getting my acting chops, man. I'm getting them, you know. I ain't quite Denzel yet, but hopefully I'll be on my way.
But you're right in a good circle. You're in a great circle.
Yeah, indeed,
indeed.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, listen. Tonight's topic, and first of all, I got to just say we got a special guest that just called in, Miss Shelly Mancion from San Diego. It has been too
in
long,
the flesh.
Girl.
Girl,
this is Nick Cannon's first cousin, and she is, I mean, girl, it's been a minute.
What are we talking about tonight? Fill me in.
All right, we're talking about, okay, listen, we were at rehearsal today. And we were you know, doing downtime. And we just was having conversations. We just got on the subject of deal breakers in relationships. And let's say you found, you know, you'll date somebody and you found out that they were moonlighting as a stripper.
Oh, God.
Would,
What would you do?
If I found out that they were part-time dancing and they weren't giving me any money, I would be hurt, yes.
She would have opened the door.
I mean, that's the reality behind it, because it's not like they're putting your help in danger. Or are they? Mm. Or are they?
Mm-hmm. I believe if you strip, you a couple more dollars, you on the other side. So
I might, when they go to sleep, I might swab their mouth or something just to make sure, and go and check that test or something. Make sure we're both healthy.
I can't live like that. If I got to sit there and I can't sleep because I'm sitting up there looking at you like, that's too much stress.
I would be hurt. I would be hurt in a financial type help. I would be thinking about my pocket and I'd be thinking about my health. So it'd be a two-part question. No, because it depends on if am I going to get double booked to jail, because regardless, I'm going to jail. So before I go, I need to know, am I just going for assault or am I going for a solid deadly weapon? Because I need to know.
So if you don't get your percentage, you're going to try to cash out before you get locked up.
Well, no. It gets a little deeper than that. That means we need to go back to this. That means, somebody, your mama shows up or walks you back to class, I'm going to have to walk them back to the bar, and they're going to have to, literally live there for 30 days as I sit in the audience.
Look at that pole.
As I sit in the audience, and they bring me all the money, until we've broken bread.
Tell you about that pole. Didn't I tell you about that pole?
I just don't see how someone could get away with that, though, secretly. I was having sex, and she stood on her head and did a hand saying, didn't you, kind of get a clue?
Oh, come on.
You'd be surprised.
When she jumped up on the shower curtain rod.
You can't blame the strippers. You can't blame the strippers about the shower curtain rods. You can thank Mimi for that one.
That's true.
I'm still trying to figure out how that thing stayed up there.
Jocelyn said, ain't nobody trying to see no 45-year-old porn star. That's 45.
Hello. Oh, Lord of mercy, Jocelyn.
Yeah. He said, ain't nobody trying to see no 45-year-old. He ain't 45.
I'm waiting for that tape to come out.
You ain't got to wait.
The Jocelyn
tape. Online.
I want the Jocelyn tape.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not telling what she's doing. She run into a field of wild bananas or something.
That was no ordinary shower rod.
Yeah.
She
gonna try to trump that.
All steel reinforced. Yeah.
They video home tape that.
The first
video home tape that with all
the
camera people running around.
Right.
The first one.
Nah, BH1. No, somebody said BH1 videotaped that. They went.
Oh no!
Went off. Yeah, they went off the records with that one.
Wow! The production value was pretty good.
Has anyone actually saw it? I saw a little snippet. I saw a little snippet of it because I was just being nosy, I did. And yeah. What's his name? What's the guy's name?
Nico.
Stevie J.
Nico.
Oh, Nico. What am I talking about, Stevie?
Nico.
Yeah.
Stevie.
Nico.
Stevie.
Yeah, I don't think Jocelyn would like that one.
No, I don't think so either. What they say when you were a kid, he can run up or shut up. See me. Matter of fact, Benzino got arrested at off the topic for a minute.
Yeah.
I just heard Benzino got arrested at the airport with a gun.
Yeah,
what?
Why would you go in the airport with a loaded gun? Real talk.
That's stupid.
When he got shot, he didn't have one. But then you go to a place where you know you're not supposed to have one.
Come on.
Right. I mean, there's detectives everywhere. TSA don't play. And you in ATL.
Well,
he thought he was Benzino.
He went to jail that day, didn't he? He saw who he really was. He was a government name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't understand. Look, Kameh, when you brought up this topic, I actually started reenacting a lot of different scenarios in my head to try to figure out which way I would actually go. So, you know, it could play so many directions. So, all depending on, first of all, I'm not like a really big fan of strip clubs, and I live in ATL, which is ironic and oxymoron all in the same. But seeing my girl on the pole at first could be a shocker at first. I might play it off. But then it really depends on how good of a job she do on the pole. I might be standing up saying, that's my girl. I'll be like Eddie Murphy in Nutty Professor. Yeah, but then the other side of it, yeah, I would have to probably stand up and leave.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to see her like that.
I'll just be on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then that's a true response. But let's say so if she was making like a whole bunch of tips, would you still, like, if they were throwing just started raining, but what if she fell and busted? y'all heard about Tip Drill, the stripper in Miami called Tip Drill. She's like really, really famous stripper. She strips for the King of Diamonds.
Yeah, it was a couple of songs made up after.
And what happened to her?
Lil Wayne made up a song about her. She was she likes to swing from the ceiling, right? And this girl was doing pull-ups. She would climb like a fucking orangutan up the damn. And this is like a warehouse, okay? And the ceiling is it has to be.
Like
I don't even know
feet.
How tall.
Yeah.
30
it's like
feet.
30 feet.
She's climbed. You've been there before. You must have been there before.
Yeah,
I've seen
her act there. So yes, I have.
Oh, you have. So you must have heard about this. She was doing like some swings or some acrobatic shit. What she does is she'll climb up to the top and then she'll just slide down real fast and stop 2 inches before her butt hits the ground.
Yep.
Well, this time she didn't stop. She busted. Girl, they had a drag. They had a She cracked her.
She broke
it
her booty.
It was so embarrassing. She broke her booty. I've never seen anybody break things.
Too much grease on the pole. Too much grease.
That's
on
when they started getting them airbags. That's when they started getting them airbags back there. Gotta worry
they
about that no
deploy.
More. It's like flubber now. They just pop right back up.
That's what's crazy to me. She's so talented. It's like, you could have been an Olympian or, you know, Cirque du Soleil. Like, at what point did the fork in the road come? You know what I'm saying? It's like world-renowned athlete, scripper.
Well, I mean, you can say that about anybody. I mean, really, because some people, when they were in high school, they were great football players, and everybody's like, man, you could have went to the major leagues, you know?
Yeah,
I think that It's the trauma. When you get into the root and the heart of why the person is why they are the way they are, that's when you just, that eyebrow raises up on the left-hand side and you hear that story of what stopped them and you go, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
he's like, okay, well, maybe they did.
Don't stop your dreams. You know, she can still do it. Oh, well, she can't do it now. Her booty broke.
No, somebody came somebody said, come in, let me talk to you. They did that little jive talk and put their hand on her shoulder. Come in, let me talk to you for a second.
Yeah.
Maybe with a pimp hat, you know, a fur, full little fur thing, a fur little fox tail.
Okay.
Come, let me talk to you. Let me talk to you
been
for a minute.
On me.
That little shoulder game. Huh?
Stop.
You been spying on me?
Oh, you did not.
Candace, you've been on my Facebook. You see my Facebook page picture today when I start arguing with somebody on my Facebook page.
What's going on?
You know when us black people, we get African American studies, and then all of a sudden we trying to tell the next black person about why they messing up as a black person. Well, this little boy came on my Facebook page. He's probably like 14, maybe anywhere from 14 to 24. And he came on my Facebook page, and he might be about 19, probably finna get kicked out the house. And so he comes on my Facebook page, and he starts talking about slavery, and he's not mad at black women for being the way they are because they were raped as slaves.
Yeah.
And I told him if he didn't get the hell off my Facebook page, he was finna get raped.
Well, how are they? How do you say black women were?
Well, black women.
Well, I mean,
oh,
what? I'm just saying he was taking it a step too far for the simple fact that when people start getting into the white man is keeping us down, I told him he need to go tell some white people they're keeping us down so I can, it's keeping him down so I can watch him get his little ass beat. You know what I'm saying? I've never been on Facebook calling somebody little nigga. Excuse my mouth. But I found myself today kind of going ham on a grilled cheese sandwich, and I had to tell him his show was over. I said, security, you know, I'm on Facebook to my security, get this little nigga out of my dressing room. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For the simple fact that we're all looking at a picture I did 3 years ago where I'm like, hold my chest, and I got on a Barbie chain, right? Now
wait,
when you
wait,
see
wait,
pictures
wait.
Of me now.
Wait. Let me look on your let me go on your Facebook page right now. You still have
you need to text that to me so I can know
who
I have
a reference. I'm gonna go look right now. Where is that shit? I'm going on your page. So go ahead, I'm talking. Go talk.
Okay. Well he comes on there and he's going on about it's a 3-year-old picture. And my brother and my cousins.
I see OG, I see the army fatigue. Okay, what you talking about?
That was today. That's what I look like today and yesterday, right?
Okay.
That's the OG flick. But
okay.
He had the nerve to go and chime in on a picture that all my homies was talking about, and my brother and them, and we talking about how I came so far, such a long way from, you know, naked in a Barbie chain, holding my chest, to I'm wearing a suit and tie now.
Right.
And this little nigga gonna come on my Facebook page. I'm like, that's why black women in slavery and this and that. And I'm like, he'd be good, glad to just get a good shoe in. I told him he better start selling some baby powder. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know, it's just funny. You know, we start sending the same white teacher that's teaching us about how we was African slaves getting beat. You call kids sodomicated and integrating and inbreeding and all that, we call them sir. We call that same white professor sir. Yeah, thank you, sir. Well, thank you. I got an A, sir. Now I'm not going to teach the community about why they're stupid. No, he needs to get a proper education because it's not even a black and white issue. It's the poor against the rich against the poor. They're trying to get rid of the middle class.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, we do get to a point where we'll do damn near anything to get ourselves out of the situations that we've been in for so long that it does somewhat seem ignorant. But when you see that mother fox, bringing her food back home, her killings back home to her babies and feeding them, don't nobody have nothing to say then. So I told him, when you guys start showing balls and pubic hairs getting paid and taking a million back to your community, until you start doing that, fall back.
So the moral of the story is, white people, we all niggas now.
Right. We are. We're all fighting over nothing. White people, we welcome you. We welcome you, white people. We are not mad at what you guys did to us. We should not have gotten on the boat. That was my question.
That's true.
Throughout the whole.
Well, if
the
I'm
only
African American
question.
And I see a white professor, I'm
why
walking out.
Why the heck do we get on the boat? And
why
do
we get on the boat?
Why are we on the boat?
Somebody said they was playing music.
Because they thought they was going to Jamaica.
Hey,
they thought they were going on vacation.
Hey. Somebody said they had a grill.
Grill.
That's all we had to hook up.
Probably did. They had all the white women dressed up as African women.
No, they had sunflower seeds and they was playing spades. They tricked us.
They did trick us. So if we keep turning on each other with that African American speech and stuff like that, we're not going to heal. We're going to be afraid of each other. I'm going to be scared to go over Malcolm X Jr. baby mama house because I'm afraid they're going to break out the turban. You know what I'm saying? They're going to get the daishiki and start burning some sage and shit and telling me why I'm not black or why I'm a slave and this and that. You know what I'm saying? I don't see them burning no coal in their car running it. They go into the gas station feeding into the system just like I am.
Well, apparently
so
he's
the remedy.
Django. So the picture is,
go ahead. I'm in the back office. I'm doing some promoting. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say the picture is on there somewhere.
I'm trying to find it.
I didn't even see the picture, dude. I like your fatigues, though. I like your army fatigues. I like that.
Thank you. That's why. That's what I am. That's why. Keep it 100.
You must be cute. You sound cute.
Go to
I'm big fat,
Burley.
She's on my
I'm
page.
I'm girly with the big toes.
What do you
mean? I don't give a damn.
Girly.
I eat my chicken every night.
Huh.
I don't give a fuck with nobody.
Arm, man.
Hey, you know what I say about skinny people? I say skinny people is hungry. Skinny people are hungry people.
Hey, I don't know how to take that.
Now, this is my name. My name is SHELLYMANSION, Mansion.
Uh-oh.
It's MANS, it's mansion, but it has a accent mark, MANSI. Isn't it MANSI, accent mark, ION?
Yeah, MANS, accent gouton, ION. You know, like how you do the French.
The accent. Y'all on the talk top. Too fast. Am I the only person who thought that was lying when he sang that song? Like, you know, am I the only person who can picture Usher in the booth like laughing his ass off as he's making his record? You know what I'm saying? Like,
Usher.
Yeah,
but speaking of, you know what, Juno, we're going to go on a break, though, because let me tell you, Juno got this song out. Why don't you tell them about your song? What you want me to play, Fine or Heroin?
How you feeling, baby? You can play with either one.
Oh, no, I like Fine, though. I like Fine.
You like Fine?
Yeah.
I know that Heroin seems like it'll be on point with sliding off poles and everything.
You want to hear Heroin? How about this? I'll play... God, I like Fine. I'm going to play Fine first. Yo, y'all going to dig this. Y'all going to dig this for real, okay?
Okay, I'm
going to
put the phone on mute. I'm going to put the phone on mute, too, so I can hear it.
Okay.
Y'all can't hear me. So you guys can't hear me, but I can hear you.
Okay.
Oh, don't start being funny.
Just said you were going. All right. Okay, hold on. I'm about to play this. Juno, go ahead. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Oh, it's called Fine. It's an acronym. You'll get it once you hear the record. It's a joint that I did with Darius McCrary, and Darius, he's Eddie Winslow. A lot of people remember him as that. But I was out here in L.A. Man, got to hook up with some cool musicians, Greg Filling Game, among some others, man. So it's a good record. It's a good record.
All right.
Comprehension and was my understanding, exceeds my inhibition. But God is so uncanny. I'm on a heat seeking mission to figure how can we come together, intertwine. If we could have been so divine, tensions we both can ignore. Feel the need to explore. I work hard to sacrifice just to get her where I wanna. She's coming like a knife. Fine, get up and my way. Time, yeah. Cheeks, was my comprehension. I'm on a mission to make a mind, yeah. So can we just come together in a sign? If we could, if it shows a sign, since we both can't ignore, so the need to explore, yeah. She's everything I ever wanted. I work hard and sacrifice, yeah. Coming like a knife. If I get up, I have my way. If I get up, I make a safe way. She ain't no good for me, and that's how it gotta be.
Hey, we're back. What y'all think about that? That was, you know, I got to take everybody from off the, you know, that little break. Y'all
the
let me know what y'all think
about
that,
that
dude. You know, huh? Yo, it's fire. I love it. Tell everybody, so what was your motivation about that song? You know, like, what
y'all,
were you thinking about?
You're going to laugh. It's hilarious. Well, actually, my man was married to Corinne Stephens. Infamously known as Superhead at the time.
Superhead.
yeah. So that song is about her.
Wow.
Yeah. So
wow.
Superhead got her own song. Yeah.
Well, I gotta give
wow.
it to you. That's a sexy ass song right there.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
That's soulful, and I thought I was in the strip club for a second.
I thought it was well thought out, well orchestrated.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we put some time into that because he really wanted to. You know, we had to be delicate.
Yo.
Yeah.
Y'all
yeah,
can hear me?
I love it. Yeah, we can hear.
Hello?
Who's this? Yeah, who's this? You live on the air. Who's this?
This is New York.
Oh, we got a New York caller. What's up? You live on the air, late night alumni. What you got to
y'all
say?
You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas up there rapping to my girl and everything like that. Fuck wrong with y'all niggas, man. Y'all wilding out, man. Nah, we stop. I'm just playing.
Uh-huh.
you see how quiet everybody got?
Well, that was angry.
Quiet. I was like, well, wait a minute now. Y'all going out like that?
Hey,
we in a fight?
Like, y'all come on, we don't like the yoga, but now I was like.
Well, I thought it was Wu-Tang. I thought it was Wu-Tang Clan at first. And I was like, you know, I was going to let you slide for a minute.
Oh, yeah, I know y'all. I got RZA. No, I got RZA on the line from New York.
Like, tell me how you really feel.
Yo, New York, what you think about that song, though?
What song?
See, you didn't hear it.
All right, never mind.
See, that's the high shit. Then we talk about the high shit. where motherfuckers just roll a blunt and just forget everything. Didn't we talk about that, Candace? We say they
yeah,
just hit, they just hit a blunt and they don't remember nothing else.
Right. I'm reminded of that right now. That's what's up.
David, you so listen. We got 2020 on the phone. Call it 2020. What's up? You are live on the air. If you want to say something, just let us know. What you think about that track?
Oh, that shit was hot, yo. That shit was
hot. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
That's what's up.
I feel like I'm back on Idol, though. Like,
no, yo. he be producing and shit.
Yeah, produce, right? Man, I do it all. The reason how I got into producing is, you know, when you try to put an album together or get songs and producers be faking on you and shit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, the hell with this. I'm going to figure out how to do it on my own. So that's what I did.
Sure.
You know, so.
Well, you sure improved, brother.
Thank
yeah.
You.
See, I'm trying to be an actor. I'm trying to go to school for acting, you know what I'm saying? That's what I want to do, you know what I mean? I want to be in the limelight, you know what I'm saying, with the fine shorties and everything like that. I'm trying to make it big, nigga. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
With the fine shorties, I ain't mad at you.
That's all I'm talking about.
That's what's up. That's I'm not mad at you, though. Like, that's a good thing. Now, this is Candace right here. So, I mean, you know, look, I mean... So are you going to school? Are you studying? Like, what's up?
Oh, right now I'm going to school and everything like that. I'm going to school and stuff.
That's what's up. Let's give him an applause, y'all. I mean, he's trying. Don't give up. Stay focused. Live out your dream. Caller, 7889. Stay on the air, though. Caller, 7889. What do you think about that song you just played? Hey.
The song was... Well, this is
yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? That song was straight.
Yes, it was. This is definitely grown folks' night. I mean, just to hear the song from Juno and to hear everyone on the line tonight is just really, like I heard a young man say today, it's a blessing. God bless America. God bless this entire universe, and I really like the song. I heard a lot.
God bless the earth and all the aliens too. Yeah, I got you.
all of us aliens. Oh no, everyone. And I love the topic tonight. Mm-hmm. What is a deal breaker? And you were speaking of, I guess everyone's a deal breaker would be different. What's different for one person? What's a deal breaker for one person will not be the same for another. Real fast, I was looking at Dr. Phil today, and the topic was the topic wasn't, but he had what's known as sugar babies on there today. And I don't know if you've heard of sugar babies have sugar daddies, and what these young ladies do is they post a profile on the internet. And the gentlemen call them in, and they go out, and they buy them things, whatever they want, send them on trips. And this young lady had earned $83,000. She had earned a lot of money, close to $1 million over a year. And her father, well, her family didn't know that this is what she was doing. And just to get to the point that, the other young lady did it. She found a young man. She wanted to get married, and he didn't know. But at first it was a deal breaker for him when he found out. But later on, he agreed, and she said that she was still getting money from these gentlemen on the internet, even though she had stopped doing it because she fell in love and got married and was pregnant. And what Dr. Phil couldn't understand is how did this gentleman allow it, being that they were married and about to have children, how could he allow her to still be a sugar mama, a sugar baby?
Because he was a manager.
His thing was that she was bringing the money into the house still. So to me, at first it was a deal breaker, but later on he accepted that lifestyle. So that wasn't a deal breaker
wait.
After all. Yeah.
So she was out. She had a profile, and she was going out like an escort, and her husband accepted that because she was bringing in money. Am I getting this right?
At first he didn't. At first he didn't, but later on, because she saw that she was still getting hits on her website, on her profile, he was down with it. He was okay. And to me, that just was borderline pimpish. That's just kind of
No, it wasn't borderline. That's all the way in. But it's no different than, like, porn stars, you know, like Mr. Marcus and people like that. They married.
That's true.
So that was just a little shift I took right there. I remembered it, and I just wanted to bring it back up since the topic was there.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know
if I'm able to promote
that deal, though. That's just,
You just got to have your morals, and just if you get money, then get it and repent. If you do it the wrong way, and then straighten up. That's just how I feel about it.
Well, you know, I totally agree.
We got a preacher on the phone.
I hate to. I hate to. This is Shelly. This is Shelly Mancion. I hate to come in.
Hi, Shelly Mancion. I've been missing
you. How are
you
doing?
I'm good. I've been on vacation.
And you guys know me. I'm the devil's advocate. I bring in what's really going on in America. And if Dr. Phil could put his wife, now listen, if Dr. Phil could put his wife on sugarbaby.com. He can quit his day job, because the Lord knows ain't nobody even watching that shit. You probably turned to that shit by accident, huh?
You're
like, I'm bored, it ain't nothing on. I would go in here and flat iron my hair and stuff, but I got me a little break. So I'm going to go in here and turn on this Dr. Phil. Oh, look at Dr. Phil. He looking good with that makeup on top of his head like that.
Oh, wow.
Sometime on today? Oh, hell no. See, I got to. And then you immediately went to the website. It was like, wait a minute, where is this? See, I'm about to go in here and just do my hair and go to the store real quick. Now, that's the topic of a lifetime until tomorrow. You ain't going to be thinking about this shit no more. You know what I'm saying? But for right now, that's why I got to get Dr. Phil off the air. He be unbrainwashing people and shit. I like him brainwashed. I'm looking for one of them sugar babies. So you see a loose one, she's lost. Send her to me. I find her real fast. Tell her I'll accept everything she do. We can have a baby and all that. I don't give a damn.
I'm with you.
You with me? You with me? That's what I'm saying. She ain't scared enough that she just show up to that weirdo's house ready and willing to do whatever. Oh, my God. I want the money.
You got to think about it. All the men she's dealing with, more than likely, if they resort to that, they probably...
You see what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like they piping her, right? You know what I mean? They owe.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. She playing run around the table and shit. I'm only here to be a maid. I'm only here to clean up. I'm only here to...
Yeah.
I'm on my period. I'm
and shit. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, did I go
she
there? I didn't mean to go there.
Yeah, don't go there.
Look, she ain't at home like me yelling at the kids. Why are you guys playing on the door? You see, I'm on the phone. Now, if I beat you, I'm going back to jail, right? What are you doing? Why are you in here laying down? Don't you have homework to do? People out there making money and doing real stuff. I'm sitting here playing with y'all. What website you said this was on? Shit.
Sugar baby.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, thank you, because now I'm about to go change my life again. What the hell are you talking about? wait, this one's over here doing homework. What are you doing? You're making a book? That's cute. We can sell it on the internet. You see that? Shit. Pimping babies ain't easy. Babies. Baby.com. What the hell y'all talking about? Borrow a kid.
I don't know.
You ain't even got to give back.
I'm pimping babies. I can't be a part of that. She pimping babies.
Look. Wait, listen to this. What happened? Okay, we're going to get... Wait, why you lock the door? See, what you in there doing? You know what I'm saying? All y'all single men, make sure y'all call me. All the single ones call me. I don't want none with kids and shit. I don't want no kids. I don't even know why these kids in my damn house.
We're gonna love our kids and treat them good.
Yeah,
well,
what you say, mommy's all we have. Listen,
we're
hey, you know what? I'm
into
a,
the, oh. Go ahead. No, oh, you said about children. I just said that we're going to train them up in the way that we want them to go. That's it.
That's
oh,
right.
you must be a kindergarten. Are you a teacher? You must
yes.
work in the children's department at the church.
A teacher preacher, yes.
Oh, that's cute. Well, you can have mine.
I don't believe you. I think you
have mine.
Christy
I'll give the kids away. She went Christy P.S. Mandated court reporter. You don't want to see what I'm doing. I'm walking outside half naked in some big shoes, and I got a kid outside in a pull up. See?
You have me halfway, so.
I'm sorry about that. Mandated.
We got a call. Let's see. We got a call from 2020. You're live on the air. What do you got to say, dude? We're wilding out tonight. Just what's up? You're on the air. Okay, I guess we're moving on. All right, hold on. We got another caller. Caller 2047. You're live on the air. What you got to say? I guess they're shy tonight. Don't be shy. All right, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break. You know, I'm going to play your other song called Heroin
on
this break. Yeah, we're gonna play this song right here called Heroin, okay, you guys? I will be right back. We'll be right back.
Baby, you got what I like. Baby, I can see the signs.
Yes.
Yo, what's up, my people? It's your man, Core DJ Hersey of Atlanta's Magic 107.5 Mix Show DJ. And you're tuned in to You Just Said It with my homegirl, Kameh Lucci. Let's go!
Hey, what you guys think?
Yo, that's hot. I need a edited version, radio ready for that one, man.
I got you. I already got it.
Sweet.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, and for all those aspiring producers, I'm going to just let y'all know, man, I made that track on my iPad. You know what I'm saying? So there's no excuses. If you want to get out there and do your thing, you know what I'm saying? If you're getting a whole bunch of no's, create your own yes. You dig?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what's up, technology. You know, you can do a lot of things if you use your equipment the right way, and that's a good example of doing it the right way. Because
you
mean that just throw something together and say, you know, my mama like it and it's hot. And for us that work in the industry, you know, we don't want to put you out there if you ain't for real with it because, you know, we got a cosign.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I was taught, man, it ain't the toys, it's the noise, you know?
True that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. Well, I mean, you guys, you know, y'all want to go in the back office and chop it up, or I mean, you guys can kind of just let me know what you want to do. This is Candace, and I mean, we can
chop
go and work it out. Huh?
Okay.
The show ain't over.
No, the show is not over yet. I mean, we're still wilding out. Shelly, Miss Mancion from San Diego, darling. How are you?
I'm here. I'm just
on fire.
I'm over here eating some of these munchos. I'm over here eating these munchos. You know what I'm saying? Make me hungry. Shout out to the munchos. Munchos to munchos. Oh, my God. It's the kids. I'm giving kids away. I'm standing in front of the local grocery store giving away kids. That's how I'm telling them.
It's a takeover. Well, you know, Kameh, when you was talking about
Go ahead. I'm just doing. What were you saying?
You know, we were talking about deal breakers, and you know the stripper club thing. I don't think I have an issue with that. I think my biggest issue is having a sane mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to have your mind together because if you crazy, you gonna get a nose turn from me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And there's too much of that going on as it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to co-sign that, brother.
Man, that's probably like a man's number one turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any sign of you should be certifiably in a straitjacket.
and you know what's crazy, right? Is you know, a lot of guys, they will be insecure having a female on the stage, but I was taught that, you know, a man can't take what's yours. If he could take it, it was never yours. And just to give you a quick little story, I didn't even tell you this, Kameh, but I got a text message from a certain somebody telling me to stay away from a certain somebody. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Which is hilarious to me. But I'm like, you know, what guy, first of all, you know, women, one thing I know about women is you can have no money, you can be deficient in a lot of areas, but as long as you have confidence, that's attractive, you know, and you know want. You know, for a female's attention. So, you know, I just don't understand that mindset where guys kind of, you know, feel like they got to do that or feel like, you know, if you get a brand new car and you throw some rims on it, you know, you're going to want people to look at it. That's why you bought the car.
That's the whole point.
Same thing with your woman. You know, but I'll tell you that story later, darling.
Hey, I got to co-sign with you on that, bro. You know, and I always said this. I want to be that man that is on your side that all your friends will be like, wow, she got a good one. and find, you know, and be appreciative of it. Because, you know, if you're good looking, let's real talk. People going to look, like you said, G. People going to look. But if you going to play off on that where you kind of find yourself dipping out, that's when I got the problem. Mm-hmm. You know, I ain't got no problem nobody admiring you because, hell, when I saw you, I was attracted to you. So it would be, like, stupid and clueless of me to think somebody else wouldn't find you attractive.
Yeah, like, you know, and if my girlfriend was a stripper, you know, I will keep it real, though, to a certain extent. You know, I'm not going to go seeking a stripper. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
right.
Not, you know, I'm not going to, you know, wake up and say, I think I want to go date a stripper. Like, that's not my agenda. However, a situation like the one we're discussing tonight, if I found out, you know, as long as she, you know, was not there, you know, prostituting, which unfortunately, you know, and I don't care what strippers who are listening say, most of them do that. I've been to enough strip clubs where if the price is right, you know, you can see them, especially in Atlanta. Like, I ain't trying to tell myself, but...
But you can rent that special attention.
That's what I'm saying. So, unfortunately, you know, when you think of stripper, you know, it's kind of synonymous with prostitute. So I think that's where a lot of the insecurities, you know, will come in. But, you know, barring of the prostitution part, man, I got no problem with it. Show they get your money, bring it home, and pay half these bills. I ain't tripping.
Y'all off the chain.
Well, what about, so we have, well, you know what, caller?
I know there's some ladies.
It's Shelly. I done finally locked the kids in the closet, and I done put the food up in the cabinet. Now, listen. Okay. And you know what, Candace? The funny part, when they see me, they wouldn't even think from the way I act and I look like that. So, anyway, as long as I know I got a bunch of kids standing at the door waiting to call them all daddy at the same time, I'm down. So that's what I'm saying.
Coordinated.
Yeah, I got it all together. I tell him, hide in the Christmas tree, hide in the Christmas tree. He won't know. No, I'm just playing. That's kind of funny. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. You ever be around black people? They're like, "This is what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to tell you. Listen. I'm trying to. You understand what I'm saying, though? You get it? You're right there. You're with me. You understand? And they're like, well, get your hand off my shoulder, like, yeah.
Somebody come get your uncle.
Picking your teeth, rubbing through your hair and stuff. How much you got a bump on your back? The hell are you touching me for?
I experienced that.
You're right there. Okay, young buck. I'm trying to tell you, young buck. I'm trying to tell you, right? And so my brother is a pimp. Like, my brother's a bona fide pimp. He drives a $100,000 Range Rover. He's got Gucci, Louis, and stuff like that. I'm not saying his name because I don't want him to go to jail. But that's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to tell you, young buck. This is what they do. They stay in the audience. So as she makes the money and she does her 1, 2, 3, she's walking around, anybody want a lap dance? He's like, yeah, my money need a lap dance, bitch. How much money you make, right? She's like, oh, my God, I only made 300. He's like, that's a damn lie. You made 301. I'm sitting here watching you, right? And so now by the end of the night, he's walking out with about $1,000. She's paying out. She's got to pay out, right? He's going to make sure she check her money in to count out, right? He doesn't want to be seen getting in the car with her. So he tells her, you know, make sure you walk around the block or whatever and jump in the back seat because I don't want nobody to really know he's working in cahoots, right? He might even throw some of her own money back at her when she's on stage, right? He counting that too. That's $338, right? And it's because it's not what you're doing. It's how you're doing it. Like you said, someone's touched on a light, just a light touch on that. But Young Buck, let me tell you, you're right there. It's your health. It's your health. I don't give a damn where you work. I don't give a damn what you're doing. You can be a nurse working at the hospital, but if you're not wearing your gloves, if you're not protecting yourself.
I think one of the kids escaped.
I think they did too. Hold on. I'm going to let y'all tune into that. I'm going to let y'all chop that up. Why are you running down the hallway? What's in your
it's
hand?
It's like the Underground Railroad now. All
right, hold on. I'm going to put Shelly on a brief hold.
That's what Shelly. Everybody, Shelly will be back in a second. She is taking a break.
Day's free. Day's free.
Day's free. Day's free.
Run, babies, run.
You know, this is Miami Doll speaking.
Hey, Miami Doll,
hello.
How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing wonderful, doing terrific. I noticed that stripping is a hot topic tonight, and in lieu of the medical, we want to make sure that everyone is medically sound in their mind and body. But I haven't mentioned, heard anyone mention about the male strippers. Would that be a deal breaker for a woman to have her man stripping? What is?
Are all male strippers gay?
Pretty. It's a high percentage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because see, so there are male strippers, which pretty much is a high percentage of them are gay. But then you got your what do they call them? The escorts. They do them reviews. Male reviews.
Burlesque, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those dudes are mainly straight, but it's kind of like when you start talking about Chippendales and stuff like that, they bat for the other team.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so that's why we're not talking about them because they,
So that's
but I think
that's a totally different zone. Okay.
I mean, and I think when we do bring up this topic, it's a general statement. It's not, you know, male or female, but, you know, we do understand that there are male strippers just as much as there are women strippers. However, the women strippers are more glorified than the men, simply because women all around are supposed to be the sexual enticers, typically.
Right.
Who?
Okay.
Who's
the women are the sexual enticers? Okay.
Well, you mean you'll see a woman take a picture of herself in a two-piece and post it before you see a man.
Well, that's the
I wish I would see a man on my line. If I was president,
I would lobby to make selfies of men taking pictures, a universal thing. I would lobby for that because we really need to see more men taking pictures.
No, we don't need that.
It's stripping.
We don't need
man
that. As a matter of fact,
please,
if I see a dude with his shirt off, after his
vote
profile picture, you're getting deleted.
I'm not going to sit here and take a selfie with my homie.
I don't think
homie.
It's fair that the women have to.
I think you should go to jail for doing that video with all them jumping around with no shirts on. What was that? Not a female in the video. Just a bunch of dudes with their shirts off, jumping up and down, sweating all over each other. Look, I'm not like anti-gay, but I just at the same time it's just like I don't want to see that.
Yeah, no.
Well, you know, I guess the world is going to end pretty soon, and we're just
you are
fun, aren't you?
Another planet,
and the world's going to end.
Another paradise.
Yeah, don't invite her to the planet.
Well, you know what? This is Candace. Why was the world ending, Miami Doll? How old are you?
Say that
okay.
again. Why is it ending?
What?
Because of
no,
all
why?
The
how old are you? Little why? How old are you, Mommy Doll?
How old am I?
Yes.
I'm 68.
That's why.
You
don't
get the mic at the club until the lights come on.
Was the world ending when you were 30? When you were 30, did you think the world was ending?
Yes, I did.
Why is it that the world has to be ending when you get
that's what I was taught.
Don't mess. The world is about to end. You've got to be kidding me.
We're living in modern day Egypt and Nineveh. Which one will you choose? Choose ye this day which one you will serve.
You know they've been saying that for a long time.
That's an everyday struggle.
My grandma said it for years, and we're still here, so...
Wow, what did she say? What did your grandma say?
That the world is going to end very soon, that Jesus is coming soon.
Wow.
I wish he hurried up.
I heard somebody said, I wish he hurried me up.
For real. Where's he at?
I wouldn't say it's coming to an end. I say it's about to be cleaned up.
I agree.
Wow.
Just like that flood. God tried to clean it up the first time.
Wow.
No more flood. It's going to be fire.
No more locked doors.
Wow.
But if it's going to be fire, I want a good seed. Just send me. I'm being believed somewhere on the beach. Just bring fire. Come on.
Well, you know what?
Wow.
That's a good topic. So we
fire,
always knew,
fire,
you know what? That is a very good
God
topic.
Already,
is the world coming to an end?
Well, God,
and the world been coming to an end
made
forever.
The rainbow.
I mean, but you
God
know what?
I
don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate. Here's my thing, and I really do appreciate, you know, people's perspectives. But why when people get a certain age or whatever in life, they want to tell us the world is coming to an end? But when they were our age. Well, I get it. So, Mom, I get it. So you guys were hearing
them
that.
That's mean.
Mm-hmm.
Them being mean.
Huh?
That's just what that is. They had all the fun, and now y'all young is the world is going to end.
See, that's the thing. I got a co-sign with that one. They did their dirt, so now they're trying to catch up.
They're trying to scare us.
All you young people going to die.
We don't get it.
We're all young people going to die. Oh. The
but you know what, and I think
in.
About certain things like this. I think of things like this. So, like, everybody knows God made the rainbow because that was his promise that he would never flood the earth again.
Wow.
So,
what scripture is that?
That's in the Bible. It's
right next to what, you know?
You know, it's like right next to where Noah and stuff.
Right. It's in the Perimpian.
It's right next.
But, you know, I was in there thinking about it. I was like, okay, so think about all the other elements that God has. What will he use next?
Fire.
You know what I think?
I think our
Martian overlords are going to come and reap the harvest. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't want to be probed.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, the Martian overlords.
Our Martian overlords.
Same thing.
But Miss Lucci, Miami Doll here, that was a joke. This is Just Say It to Candace show. That was a joke about the world ending.
Well, I mean, it's the Just Say It to Candace show, and I mean, I did. It's a conversation. So, I mean, it's not like what you said. I mean, I honestly want to know, like, why do you think? Because you are, I mean, teach us and tell us what it is that you know now that we should know.
Teach you.
Yeah.
I got one.
What
if you stick your finger
you
in your
in
ear
five
and you
minutes.
Pull out some wax and you stick it in the girl's vagina and she jump, don't have sex with her.
Yikes.
Okay.
No.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know. Shelly, please.
What was that?
I heard that one.
I'm listening.
I don't want to test that one. We're
getting kind of out of control. The Martians is coming. The world is finna end. You know, I'm like, I don't want the world to end with me looking like this. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a long-ass day today. Could the world end tomorrow, like, around 1? I got to get some sleep. I want the world to end with me tired and shit. So I need just the house to get burned down. Then I'll be outside just running around. They say be careful what you speak into existence. So they said that, God, not me. I'm good over here. And,
the hell? She's reckon the world in tomorrow.
Oh, gosh.
That is funny.
Listen, we got a caller, though. Listen, callers, because the switchboard is really, we have a lot of callers on tonight. And if you want to speak, press 1. It will light up for me, and I'll know that you're ready to speak. So, yeah, listen, this is the late night alumni. We got Shelly Marcion in the house in San Diego. We got Cora DJ Hershey from the Mix Show DJs out in Atlanta, Georgia.
We have Miss Miami Doll all the way from Miami calling in. We got New York in the house from New York, the East Coast. We have Juno right here, I mean, in California right here, rehearsing from the Little Black Play. And we got, I mean, I also, I'm looking on here, we have area codes. I mean, looks like from Virginia and from Kansas on the line. So listen, and we also got some callers from Atlanta. So we're going to take a break, and we're talking about what are your deal breakers. We will be right back. We're winding down right now, and we are, I mean, we're having a great time tonight. So we'll be right back.
Yeah, this is fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, y'all cool, man. This is all right.
Maybach music.
In the world of so many, baby girl, you are that one. I deserve that. I deserve you. Whoa. Born stunner, I can blow money. This is when I'm shopping, that ain't no money. I got my jeans sagging, money stuffed in them. I got 40 whips, way too much in them. I need me a queen, I need me a dime. Living this fast life, just show me a sign. I'm a G, took her from the lane, put her on that condo on that beach. All she needs is a boss on my level who provides her every need. All I fiend is a queen in my presence. I can hold until I die. A couple of G's in a bezel, I'm a boss. Every day I'm hustling. Double MG winning in the streets is loving it. All this paper coming in, my baby touching it. I pin her to the wall, you know this way be busting it. Fur coats in the winter look like a polar bear. Stunning in the snow, these haters, they can go somewhere. Indoor pool, outdoor pool, indoor court, tugging Ray J moves. Seven Rolls Royces, pink slips like a boss. Champagne on the body, time to lick it off. Me and baby girl a winning combination. Ownership is my conversation. I'm a boss.
Back. This is KMA, the late night alumni, and we are having a good discussion tonight. All right, everybody, we're signing out. Any last words? We're going to go ahead and close the show out tonight. Yellow.
I appreciate you. I love having me on, man. You know, everybody's been great. Y'all showing me love. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Salute.
And I will have to co-sign with my brother. Man, we got to hook up, you know. I mean, we seem like great minds, brother. Great minds.
Yeah, you know, they think alike, man. So no doubt. So that I'm actually, I got some family down in the A, man. So as soon as we're done with this tour, you know, it's place supposed to be coming down there.
Yeah, coming
in,
out
man.
With my CD, too. We dropping that shit soon, you know what I'm saying? Me and my niggas from New York, so we coming out. So y'all niggas to be black to get hair out of shit.
That?
So we coming out like fighting, son. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? We got to turn that shit up, you know what I mean? Like we at the club and shit, you know what I mean? Shit, fuck the
bullshit.
Okay,
you know all right.
Juno,
I thought you had a dual
that
personality
was
moment for a second. Ain't no
hey, I got bullied by New York, man. It's all good.
Ten.
Yo, who is this?
What's up?
Yo, hello? Yo, anyway, go ahead, go. We're signing out. What's going on?
Okay. So, Core DJ Hershey, Kamei, appreciate it. Once again, coming on your show is always a blessing and a great time. Every time I get on the show with you, you are amazing with your creativity, your topic, getting people on fire. Everybody reach out to me, Instagram, Core DJ Hershey. Just Google that. You can find me anywhere. MagicATL.com. We doing big things, Kamei. You keep doing big things. Let's make this happen. 2015 is your year, baby.
That is what's up, Shelly Montione. Tell everybody what you're up to. I know you are doing a lot of things, Shelly. Shelly, what's up with that? You know, what's up? What are you doing out there in San Diego?
Oh, well, right now, you know, working behind the scenes with my cousin Nick, Nick Cannon, you know, he's pretty funny. I'm giving him a run for his money, no doubt. You know how you play dominoes and you put a dollar on the table and you tell the next person to put a million on the table real fast. So I'm putting up my little dollar and I'm receiving a million in return. So we're building a community center, you know, and we're just doing what we can do for our community here. And hopefully everybody will be able to see it live on reality TV. It's either going to be VH1 or NBC. NBC has the first dibs on it. For everybody who really thinks I have kids, I don't even know where these kids came from. But one of them wants to give a special shout out to Candace. Go ahead, Holly. Young Holly Hollywood. Go ahead, Holly.
I love the Candace.
See that? Hi, Holly. Hi, oh. Hi, baby.
Okay.
Hi, Holly.
Say it again, little
Hi.
Girl. Little girl,
Hi.
Say it again. Talk, little girl.
Yeah, she
what your name
is,
little girl?
That's one of the kids
Hi.
You come bring back and shit. I'd be like, nah, you said she could spend the night. Y'all couldn't even get out the parking lot.
That's the one kid that she got out that really got out.
And I think it's entertaining to have the kids a part of the show and stuff because,
right.
like I say, see me in public, you be like, say, mama, let me holla, 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 holla. You know, the holla, holla, holla. And then once you see I got a bunch of kids, you're like, oh, shit. The hell?
Hey.
Hey,
wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
That part right there.
No,
look, she already
hi,
bribed
Holly.
Me. She said, I can't get the carrot cake. You say hi,
Holly.
You say hi.
Hi.
Hi,
Holly. Her 5 minutes of fame is over. She in here doing backflips and all kind of stuff on the bed. See, that's what I'm talking about. Damn, kid.
Give it up for the kid.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Hey, you know what? Speaking of which, I mean, it's Holly. Shelly, it's Holly. Is she in home? Are you homeschooling, Holly?
No, I sent them all to school. But we've talked of next year allowing them to go on the road, you know, with us and stuff. I believe Nick is going to be kind of stationed in Las Vegas with Mariah. And our kids are going to be with us. So we want to be able to promote them as much without making us have to yell and go crazy. What happened now?
Okay. All right. We will put Shelly on a quick little break. And, yo, y'all need to stay tuned. Y'all need to stay tuned to that reality show called Can We Reloadin'.
Reloaded with Shelly and Nick Cannon is going to be really, really, really phenomenal. But really, what I was asking Shelly, I don't know if she's on the line. Shelly, I'm looking at the switchboard. I'm sure she'll call back. But I was saying that because, you know, we have into our callers and listeners, stay tuned for our Wednesday Midday Magic. We have storytelling for the super kids and all of the super adults. We are going to go into our adventure of Tara the African Termite Queen, and we're going to tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. to find out what Tara and her group of friends are getting into that Wednesday. So please tune in all the kids that are being homeschooled. We also have the kids that are listening via internet from the Athletic Club Northeast Country Club in Atlanta, Georgia, all the kids there that are going to be listening. So, yeah, we have Tara, the Termite Queen, African Termite Queen, and her colony of friends on Wednesday, Midday Magic Break. And we will also be giving away toys to all our super kids that can answer the question of the day. Yeah, so there you have it. So we'll promote it to be on my webpage, Twitter, and also through any other venues. So listen, this has been a great, great night. Thank you for all my special guests, Core DJ from Atlanta. I really appreciate you. I mean, coming online, I'm on the air, and just wilding out with us tonight. I really do.
Anytime. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you know, I will see you tomorrow at rehearsal.
Absolutely.
And Core DJ, let's put some of his songs. I like Fine. I just like it. I like Heroin too.
Yeah.
But I think Atlanta, if you play Fine, Core DJ in Atlanta, I think they'll be digging that.
Well, I don't have an edited version of that.
That's all right. Send me the original. I do my own edits because I want to do it on a night move because, you know, I do a slow jam mix too. So there's always a place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reach out to me on Instagram and, you know, hit me on Facebook and we'll exchange numbers.
All right. Good deal.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to be in the video.
Oh, definitely.
Okay,
and
either
I
want to
be there to watch.
Okay.
I got you, baby.
So, okay. Mwah. So, I mean, thank you to all the callers. Oh, Mommy Doll, are you still there? Mommy Doll?
Yes.
Hey, I mean, you want anything you want to say? I feel like you are a part of the show. We got Miami in the house. So, I mean, any last words that you want to say, Mommy Doll?
Just amazing show tonight, and we're looking forward to the Little Black Dress to play. We want to thank Norbert Brown Jr. and the producers of that production, and understand that there's others on the phone that are also involved in the entertainment field, and that's really not an easy field to go into, and it's a lot of hard work, but you all make it look really easy. So just keep up the good work, and God bless all of you.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. You guys, you have to come to Miami. God bless you, too.
God bless you, too, sister. That's what we're talking about. We need God and everything. If you ain't with God, you ain't with me.
Yeah, and that was New York. Shout out to New York and RZA. It's real out there in
Wow.
We love you, and we'll be back. You know what? We'll be back Saturday. We're doing a sweet Saturday debut. We're going to have some more people from the cast just to kind of give you a little personal insight behind the scenes. We're going to have Tamika Scott on the air. Juno, I hope you come back, too. While we're in Ohio and Cleveland, and then when we go to St. Louis, I want everybody, our listeners, to just, I mean, if you can come back, I would really love that. And maybe have you and Tamika Scott or something like sing I mean, that'll be great. Can you kind of lead us out with a song, maybe something, a little something that you were singing, a little snippet, so everybody can kind of what they're gonna, you know, see at the during the play.
Yeah. So I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs and I've made some bad rhymes. I've acted all my life in stages. 10,000 people watching. But we're on now, and I'm singing a song to you.
Yes, thank you.
I can't sing that loud.
He's back. The writer-director of A Good Man Is Hard to Find now brings you the number one stage play in the country, The Little Black Dress. This story is a must-see because what's done in the shadows always comes to life. The hit stage play, The Little Black Dress. It's better to just love the one you're with than to get caught up with the one you want.
Thank you, everybody. Stay tuned to The Little Black Dress. We are on a world tour. We'll be in Cleveland, Ohio, 6th and 7th, and we will be in Atlanta. Stay tuned to the dates, and I hope you like what we this little snippet. That was Juno playing Edward. He's going to be singing more of that song. We got a lot of great songs to add, and you guys just come out and support us. We love you. All the way from California, Marina Del Rey, and I will see you soon. Remember, you can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. We love you. Bye. Mwah.